Okay, Pablo, let's start at the beginning.
Yeah.
The beginning of your musical training, where you were, we know you were born in Buenos Aires, you're porteño.
Yeah, I was born in Buenos Aires in the decade of the 40s, 1944. And I was studying music since I was a little kid. I tried to enter the conservatory at the age of 4, but they denied.
No.
Yeah, because finally, at the age of 5, I entered to the Buenos Aires Music Conservatory. It was a very good institution, especially for piano training, no? Mm-hmm. For music. And after 10 years, I got my degree from that conservatory. And I won some kind of scholarship because I won some kind of first prize or whatever.
Because you were so good.
Yeah. I was studying. I had my memory piano, and sometimes I played with my friend. My mother was pretty tough with it.
Your mother made you practice?
Yeah, she was. You have to study first.
Yeah, I had one of those.
Play with your friends after.
Yeah, after. And no, you cannot be a cheerleader.
No.
Your lessons on Saturday.
I miss my childhood.
Yeah. And you were telling me your father was a violinist.
Hmm? Yes.
Your father was.
At the same time, my father, he was playing violin, and he teach me my first tango tunes, the most famous, La Comparsita, El Choclo. But my teacher, classical teacher, said, no, you don't play that. You have to learn very well classical music. But I was.
You still did.
I still was practicing those tunes, and I have a kind of tango repertoire that I play in the parties.
Of course.
In between my friends and
right.
Each family has a piano.
Of course.
That time.
Weren't those the wonderful days?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Every from my hometown, everybody had a piano. Everybody played the piano.
And I remember one of my elementary school, I was the official piano player.
Really.
All the celebration, it was playing the piano, so whatever.
Yeah, fantastic.